Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Before Bob Marley, there was Desmond Dekker, propelling the Sound of Jamaica to the top of the British and American pop charts.
Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Desmond Dekker died yesterday of a heart attack at his home in England. The 64-year-old was born in the Jamaican capital, Kingston, and was orphaned as a teenager. He worked as a welder before turning to singing and songwriting. This 1969 single, The Israelites, was Dekker's biggest hit. It got airplay at a time when the songs Sugar Sugar, Take a Letter Maria, and Build Me Up Buttercup were in heavy rotation.
When I first heard it, I was like, what the heck is that?
Music journalist Tom Terrell.
Like, nobody knows the words to Louie Louie quite right, and nobody really quite knows the words to Israelites. I mean, it sounds like gibberish, but it was such an amazing, amazing record with that wake up in the morning cooking for breakfast, or whatever the heck he says. And mountain, be free. You know, I mean, it's an incredible, an ode to Israelites. It's very much like a chain gang song to me. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't love that song.
The Israelites cracked the top 10 in the United States and made it all the way to number 1 on the British singles charts. This was 5 years before reggae took off in the U.S. Tom Terrell says while Desmond Dekker wasn't as big as Bob Marley, his music helped tune listeners' ears for reggae.
Desmond Dekker's main importance is that he opened the door. He gave Jamaicans finally a profile in the world of pop music that they never had up until that point. He proved that the Jamaican roots sound could be a sound that could travel further than just Kingston.
Desmond Dekker died yesterday at the age of 64. World music lost another pioneer this week, Egyptian composer and performer Hamza El Dien. He focused attention on ancient traditional songs of North Africa by singing and playing the oud, a six-string instrument similar to a lute. Hamza El Dien's music also evoked a sense of spirituality. In 1999, he told NPR that God was the source of his music.
Maybe I'm a little bit spiritually inclined, so I'm... So my music also closer to spiritualism. But to tell you the truth, I don't intend to do it this way because I believe I am not the musician. He's the musician. I'm just the instrument holder.
Hamza El Dien drew the attention of Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, and the Grateful Dead in the 1960s. He got a recording contract in the U.S., and he eventually moved here. He died Monday in San Francisco. He was 76.